right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. My name is Keith. I'm here, as always, with my buddies, Chuck and John. Gentlemen, the summer is over. It's actually a rainy, dreary fall day in Nashville.
So ugly.
It feels like winter. We jumped straight from summer to the gross wintry rains
quoth
of Aaliyah, Middle Tennessee.
Quoth Aaliyah, RIP, it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step, to step, step, to step.
That's
to step
actually to. A Rakim line that they repurposed.
Not to me.
Okay.
To me, it's Aaliyah and Jet Li.
And Timberland.
This is already well past my level of understanding.
Yeah, sorry.
So we're back. It's been a while. A lot of things have happened. There was a Eurobasket. There was the tournament, which Chuck and John, truth be told, got very angry every time I texted them updates from the tournament. I thought these guys were addicted to basketball like me.
No. I'm still unfamiliar with what the tournament is.
No.
Just know we will be sponsoring a team next year, so that will be an exciting part of our future.
I promise not to play on this team.
Right, so we're going to jump back in, talk about what we ate for breakfast.
Of course, we could start an episode like
tradition,
that.
Tradition.
A little tradition. So anybody want to share?
Could I?
Chuck, you had your own entire episode of just what you had for breakfast. So did you have for breakfast now?
Well, my friends had an intervention after that episode. They all told me, they sat down with a cardiologist. They told me basically that how my actions were hurting them. My breakfast today was from the almighty Jack in the Box.
Healthy choice.
Very healthy.
It was the ultimate breakfast sandwich. They have a couple breakfast sandwiches.
Reserved? Is the little R beside
the R, yeah. And they have the ultimate and then a supreme. I went with the ultimate because it felt better. It was on a bun.
Ultimate sounds better than supreme.
It really does. It was on a like a burger bun.
Brioche?
No. Had sesame seeds on it. It was great.
Quit eating my sesame
cake. We're talking egg. We're talking cheese. We're talking bacon. And two slices of ham.
Quick question. Do they throw it in the deep fryer a la their tacos?
No, they don't. I watched them make it on the grill. It was quite impressive. Hmm. The guy, it took him about 3 minutes.
Oh, you dined in?
Well, I got it to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We walked in.
Had to meet some friends early.
So I'm glad you did take to heart the concern that others have expressed. I will say the fun thing.
I only got one of them.
One of the common things after we posted your breakfast supercut is people asking me, one, is that real?
Right.
Like that question is, I guess three questions were raised. One was like, is it real? Does Chuck actually do that? Did Chuck actually eat that?
And I'll vouch for him.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The next question is, we only saw like a one a week breakfast. Is that a daily routine? Was a frequent question.
It got to the point where I did eat the breakfast for the show. I was putting my body on the line, a la
Shane Battier. So at least we're saying you weren't doing this 7 days a week, having the Hardee's ultimate vomit or whatever.
I'm gonna go.
No,
on
like
limb and
7 days
most
is ridiculous.
Of the time.
It's like six at the most.
Okay,
ever.
But then the third question was always, how is he alive?
Mm-hmm.
What does he look like?
Resilience.
Chuck, you actually look pretty good.
I don't look bad.
Like you, you're still a stocky Peruantich.
Oh yeah.
who's that guy?
Matt Geiger.
If I ate what Chuck ate, I'd be full on end of life Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
At this age right now.
The full gluttony.
Yeah. So yeah. I think Chuck is in excellent shape considering his diet.
You're holding
and
it
lifestyle.
Together with the diet. All right. Okay. I'll tell you what I had. Or do you want to go?
Oh, sure. I'll go ahead. I had an inflamed pubic bone.
The Lance Stevenson.
Yes. No, I had salmon cakes.
Oh, what is. Is that a? Did you have a brunch? That sounds like a brunch.
Most things are brunchy.
I prefer a crab cake. I don't think of salmon as.
It's a little loxy.
Okay.
As it were. That's what I told myself, anyways.
Yeah.
I'm on that Blue Apron kick. You ever been on those Blue Apron kicks?
Don't know what that means.
It's where they deliver fancy stuff to your house.
I think I might
do
that.
I am all about. If I could choose a food delivery service, they would make lots of money from me.
Right.
But I've yet to settle.
I'll send you a referral.
I did Nutrisystem once. Oh my God, guys. They send you a giant refrigerator, like big old thing in the mail. shows up, and it costs like $750 is when I was living in New York and made decent money. And I was like, that's it. I'm going to stop. Nope. I just had a house full of prepackaged meals that took me.
I would love.
I probably got fatter because I would just get bored and eat some of that stuff instead of ordering.
As a snack, have like
seamless.
Chicken Kiev as a snack.
I can't. Yeah, I can't
just
be
real
around
quick before I left
because I want to eat it.
Yeah, and it's always there. But then it's. I was in New York City, surrounded by
the
like
food
and Seamless app on your phone, where you press two buttons and food shows up.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, it it got a little. I got a little out of hand, so I'm probably about 45 pounds lighter than when I was in New York City.
When you were on Nutrisystem.
When I was on Nutrisystem, yes.
That's
now
great.
All I do is drink beer and have sex with random women. I couldn't even get that out. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, it was so untrue.
Everybody.
Yeah, it was such a tripped over lie.
Yeah, everyone.
My breakfast was I stole one of my kids' yogurts. I actually bought this.
I think that's Gerber.
So little Chase Buddy Bunger had a... This is a while ago. Had a pretty severe few days of the runs. And so the doctor was like, maybe get a yogurt, like a whole milk yogurt. And I'm like, oh, really? Like, I don't think baby's supposed to have cow milk yet. And anyway, the baby, everything worked out just fine.
Right.
So I had this milk yogurt. And I'm like, I don't need to give the baby this. So I've been eating it. It's delicious.
That's good.
I don't think it's any different from any other yogurt.
No.
But
I don't know what makes that milk whole.
It was a... The whole milk, it has all
the
fats, right? I don't know.
Straight from the udders.
Out of our pay grade. Anyway, let's actually get, since we've waited, we've put it off, let's talk a little bit of basketball. We're going to do our steak and eggs and our cream of wheats. So since we last got together, it's been a while. What's your steak and eggs? What's the best thing you saw?
My best thing was the, good old the Commander-in-Chief. Barack Obama saying, quote, the Heat can do a lot of good things.
Oh.
So when the POTUS is on your side,
he's got that hope.
Yeah. He's got a flawless presidential record as far as I'm concerned in most topics, and also a great basketball
mind.
He's
taken down Osama bin Laden and Sepp Blatter.
Right.
So I don't, that's an impeachable track record.
Right. He shot a
you
pirate.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Never mind.
Six of one, half dozen the other.
He personally, like, basically destroyed Sarah Palin, which helps, you know, for me. Wow, we're really turning left on this show.
I think you're thinking
we?
Of Glenn Rice.
No, no, no. Don't worry to our listeners. The left leaning into the table is balanced off by Libertarian John.
Libertarian.
The hard.
It's funny.
Ayn Rand is the worst.
Yeah. Okay. No one is listening anymore.
All right. John, what's your steak and eggs?
For me, it was noted capitalist oligarch Mikhail Prokhorov.
So political.
Teaching his Brooklyn Nets the how to be coordinated with both hands.
It was magical.
Skill performances.
Were those ABA balls?
Volleyballs.
What were they?
I think they were volleyballs.
They were volleyballs.
He brought his own special balls.
Yeah. He probably practices at home.
I thought on the yacht.
Dude, how much better for your core would that be on the yacht?
Because you got a little ocean, got a little movement. You got to keep it
plyometrics.
Got to cut it sideways and front to back. That's
my my steak and eggs is stretching to the world of European basketball. A guy who played in the D League, Chris Roberts. Don't even know who he is, but he worked out with his club to be paid in diamonds.
Oof.
Diamonds?
No, the team sponsor, the team owner, it was a diamond company.
Wow.
And they're like, we can pay you in diamonds. And he's like, yeah.
So oh, does man. This player look like Tim Curry from Congo?
that's great. That's the worst.
Diamond.
It's amazing.
Diamond,
they have an animatronic ape in that movie.
Diamonds.
That's great.
But yeah, I don't know. Does he have a fence already set up? Or does he have, like, how does he convert that? Reselling diamonds isn't a lucrative. I mean, you're always losing on the exchange, right? I assume if you're trying to convert that to cash.
One time I was at a flea market and a guy was there. He was selling rings and stuff. I got to talking to him. I was like, how'd you get into this? He said, well, I did 15 years.
Ooh.
I said, what? I did 15
years. That's diamond school.
You know, I did 15 years from somebody and I didn't tell. So when I got out, they gave me a truck full of stuff. Now this is what I do. So yeah, he's probably going to just go work at a flea market.
Just kinda,
that's how you do it.
That's awesome. All right, now what's the opposite of that? What's the worst thing that you've seen recently or since we last met? The cream of wheat. Worst of week.
I'll go first.
Yes, John.
I know this is a benign and probably baseless, sourceless rumor, but this Kevin Durant, possibly the Lakers thing, disturbs me for one reason alone. The Lakers don't deserve good players anymore. You look at other storied franchises, and I prefer the Lakers to the Celtics historically, but at least the Celtics have all, you know, when the Celtics franchise fell apart, it was because of, like, the deaths of Len Bias and Reggie Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers franchise fell apart because of the hubris of
one
of Buss's kid and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
They don't deserve it. Look at the moves they've made in the offseason. Off-seasons.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
They don't deserve good players.
I like them rescuing Roy Hibbert, I think, until it turns out he really can't play basketball.
Yeah.
But everything else, the Lou Williams, Nick Young, Kobe Bryant, D'Angelo Russell, Quadvert.
Meta world peace.
He's going to be world
meta
peace.
I see that's not real. Is that real?
I think it's real.
I think it's real, Chuck. He is mentoring Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Woo. There goes that jump shot.
Yeah. My cream of wheat worst of week is Luke Ridenour was the punching bag of a lot of people. He was traded and then traded again and had that perfect size salary cuz swapped around multiple times, 4 times in like 2 days. And then he took his basketball and went home. He's going to sit the season out. I guess he couldn't take it anymore. I feel bad for Luke.
I can't say I blame him.
I feel like he can help a team. There's a lot of teams that need a backup dribbler.
Well, his spirit is broken.
His spirit is broken. The mockery went too far.
He's going to the IR with spirit broken 4 to 8 years.
So, what is it, my turn?
Yeah, Chuck, what's your worst?
My worst? I forget. I'm the Shaquille O'Neal of this podcast, and then I'm going to play my way into shape during the season. I'm
if
coming.
You reenact that scene from Freddy Got Fingered and shake your junk at me. I will walk out of this room.
I guess what my worst of the week would be Shaq related. He said that he wouldn't open a Starbucks because black people don't drink coffee.
Is that true?
This is a true story. Yeah,
you know some black persons.
I thought you were pretty broken up about some of that Toronto world.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Actually.
Yeah, man, come on.
Yeah,
Lou Williams and you pooped on it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Lou Williams no longer has 2 girlfriends, and he's no longer in Toronto, which is a sad day for all Drake fans because we all know when you're the 6th man like Lou Will, everything works out. But he's gone now.
Drake fans will always have their boxed VCR sets of Degrassi.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about them.
Yeah,
as long as they've got VHS.
Yeah, but he's gone. Now there's no weird, freaky, open relationships north of the border in the T-dot.
I feel like you're underestimating a lot of the Raptors players.
Yeah. Okay. There's a reason James Johnson isn't allowed in games.
Right.
That's true.
I know, Chuck, since you are playing your way into shape.
See, I didn't know where Lou Williams was playing.
Here's a trick. The Bulls signed a player today named Stephen Hanna.
Mm-hmm.
A little quick, a quick game of scones.
Okay.
Spell Stefan.
Ooh.
Or Stefan, excuse me.
S-T-E-F-A-N.
That's wrong. John, would you like to try to steal? Spell.
What is the name?
No, put your phone away. Spell Stefan.
Anyone who would cheat at game of scones. So I'm thinking it has to be a bizarre spelling.
Right.
Don't talk it out. Just work it.
Is it Stefan or Stefan?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I think it'd be pronounced. I believe the emphasis is on the second syllable, so Stefan.
Can I ask for a hint?
It's not a terrible spelling. It's vaguely phonetic. It's just one I've never seen.
S T E.
Yes.
F O N.
Very close. S T E F H O N.
Damn it.
F H.
Did he go double H on the Hannah, or is just a single H?
It's okay, guys.
Just F H. All right. So we've now again slowly rounding ourselves back to actual basketball. We're gonna quickly, we think, we're gonna talk about the Eastern Conference, and what we're gonna do is just briefly mention each team and some maybe thoughts we have on them. And this entire segment will take up the rest of the show, and it is
called.
I can't believe it's not better.
Playoff found or not
better
team? Now, I don't know.
This is a very marginal.
Oh,
name.
Marginal.
Marginal pun. So all we're going to do is we're going to go through the teams, and you tell me if they got... Because most teams go into the year thinking they've improved.
Right.
Thinking they're closer to their goal of... if you're some teams making the playoffs, winning the title. If your other teams, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's
you're trusting the process. In
all the offseason
with
does
whom shall we begin?
Recharge
okay,
the
so
batteries.
I think you will see that this podcast might be an argument for getting rid of the conferences, because I think after every one of these teams, I can't believe it's not butter. Better.
Better.
All right, we're gonna start in the Central. No, save the Central.
Atlantic.
Class. Let's start in the Atlantic Division. Okay, the Boston Celtics last year.
Butter.
They were 40-42. John?
Butter.
Yeah, they're going to be better.
They're going to be better. They actually like had some addition by subtraction by sending Bass to the hated Lakers.
They did, however, get rid of my partial doppelganger, Gigi Datome.
Yeah.
Sad to see him go. Also sat in Eurobasket. He rode the bench for Italy. Couldn't even get in the game.
Mm. Wow.
How the mighty have fallen.
That bugged me. I like that they got Amir Johnson. I'm a pretty big Amir Johnson fan.
He fits their whole strategy.
Yeah, it seems like he'll be a good big man. They still seem to lack, you know, like that kind of go-to guy. But, you know, they're 40-42 last year. It seems like they'll improve.
You know, when Kelly Olynyk's not jacking threes, Amir Johnson can jack threes.
Wow, he's not bad from the corner?
That's right.
Chuck, what do you think?
Amir Johnson's nice. I think they're going to be a little better. I like the coaching situation there.
Coaching has gotten like universal praise. It's
yeah.
like everyone is on board that Brad Stevens is
Brad
killing
Stevens
it.
Is smart.
So I'm curious again. It's like in the NBA, a lot of times it's easy to get all that universal praise when you lead a team, you know, to that 500 mark when you thought they were going to be bad. Like their over under was like 27 or something. But like, so they overachieved. And then I'm curious now if with this, they have a weird collect. They have a lot of guys. They have too many guaranteed contracts already. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but I am curious if they will take the next step. But yeah, so I think, yeah, we're all agreement there.
This is
they're going to be butter.
Really?
Butter.
This is the, like, we're just talking about people getting slightly better in comparison to a team that's probably going to dominate the East. So it's kind of hard for me to, like, rile up excitement.
The Cavs are going to be the hot knife.
Perry Jones.
Through all of this butter.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll keep it brief. Although I think you're playing fantasy basketball this year, Keith.
Oh, no.
Fantasy
Lights.
Maybe you'll finally let me.
No.
David Lee going to eat.
David Lee going to eat.
I think it's too crowded. I think you got Sellinger, Olynyk, Amir Johnson. I don't think David Lee's going to get it.
That man will take the rebound out of all of their hands.
Jordan Mickey, I like that. All right, let's move on. The Brooklyn Nets. Last year, this might surprise you if you haven't thought about the NBA in a few months, made the playoffs, 38-44.
Parquet.
Was that butter?
That means it is not butter.
Oh, it's worse.
It's yeah. not good.
It's worse.
Land of Lakes. Yeah.
When your best acquisition is the disgruntled and possibly insane Thomas Robinson, you done screwed up.
Why are you pooping on old Andrea? Bargnani's going to really fill
Bargnani's minimum salary.
In the words of the Zen master, Bargnani's a tease.
Here. Okay, so you guys are going, I'm not convinced they're worse.
Come on, Al Anderson, Teletubby. Darren Williams, all gone.
Losing Teletovich is bad. They have no point guard.
Donald Sloan says hello.
Yeah. But they actually played. Lionel rounded him into shape once they got Thad Young. I feel weird arguing this because I feel like they're horrible.
They are horrible.
I look at their roster, they're horrible, but I don't feel like Allen Anderson is marginal for me. Marginal.
I think he is marginal.
Darren Williams, although he had those few like PED games where he was just unbelievable. I don't know.
Rogaine games.
I guess I will agree in unison they're going to be worse. I don't think they're going to be way worse.
Darren Williams had as many good games as he had good hair days.
Because also they're going to be trying to win.
Like apparently
they,
so.
They have.
We know their coordination has improved.
All right. Let's move on to their brother of the city, New York. We got the Lopezes both up there taking weird cat photos and stuff and talking to mascots.
Eating at Central Perk together.
The New York Knicks, they only won 17 games last year.
Yeah.
That seems low.
Well, think of it's another year in the triangle, though.
So, yes.
They've
got to be better.
Because they won 17 games.
There's no way to be worse.
I will say better.
Better.
They made some, we think, decent moves. Like, you know, signing, like, Aflalo is an average-ish point, I mean, shooting guard, but, like, it's good to get an average-ish shooting guard when you had, you know, like, a Langston Galloway or...
Right. I felt like they drafted well.
Porzingis has everyone fired up.
Kylo Quinn is not terrible.
Kylo Quinn is... See, that's... I feel like they got a lot bunch of guys who are like, man, he's not terrible.
I mean, you can't underestimate the Sasha Vujicic re-signing.
Oh,
the return.
And they got the baby Greek freak. They got
Thanasis.
Antetokounmpo.
I'm pretty sure Conan the Barbarian killed him in the first Conan movie.
Yeah.
He was played by James Earl Jones while wearing a straight-haired, banged wig.
All I know is every single Lou Amundsen team that's ever existed that he's been on has made me angry. So this should work. I really think
not a Lou Amundsen fan? Or
no,
he just
has always made me pissed. Every time I watch him play,
seems
it just
fair.
Makes me mad.
Right, I do think they did some like genius maneuvers by sending Bargnani and Larkin to the Nets. That's like
cross town, like you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have to pay like moving costs.
That's the
no reimbursements.
That's a two smallpox blankets.
All right. So we're in agreement. The Knicks maybe on a proper trajectory.
No,
relatively
better.
I don't think
you think they'll lose more games.
No. I think he was taking the trajectory as in
that,
like
they're not going to be better than they were last year. But and the games, I don't think is going to be.
I bet they'll be 10 games better.
Win more games, but I don't think that's going to. That doesn't mean
better
team.
You don't feel as good about the health of the franchise.
Yeah, that's it. This is more like
either.
A thing. Okay, yeah.
They're run by Phil Jackson.
Let's leave them behind.
Phil Jackson, how's it going? Shirts available now at fastbreakbreakfast.com.
Right. Yeah, that's
Fast Break Podcast.
Breakfast Podcast.
We're so bad at this.
Let's move to the Sixers. Speaking of being bad at something, the Philadelphia 76ers last year outperformed expectations and won 18 games.
Thought they were going to be the 6 and 76ers.
They're better because they got Okafor is my vote.
Stauskas?
They got Stauskas.
He's just going to be shooting. He has no reason not to shoot every time he touches the ball.
I mean, I know you guys are big Carl Landry fans, but...
They're not even going to let him play.
This team is exactly the same. They're doing it again. They should be punished for this.
They should be punished.
My favorite player is Furkan Aldemir.
Aldemir's good.
That's the greatest name in basketball, I think, right now. Furkan Aldemir.
Furkan Aldemir.
I think you have to bleep that out.
he's Furkan good.
You guys just created a lot of work for Keith when he edits this thing.
They do have the worst collection of point guard prospects. I don't know what they're doing.
There's like five of them.
Pierre Jackson, Scotty Wilbekin.
Kendall Marshall's there.
Kendall Marshall is the, I guess, de facto starter because is the best of them.
Tony Roten.
I'm not even counting Tony Roten, which people hate.
Like, Tennessee volunteer Jordan McRae.
People think Tony Roten is trash. I know. I mean, McRae, I'm pretty sure, is just a training camp guy, but still. And then they have Isaiah Cannon also, who's probably not an NBA. I don't know. It's they have no one to get the ball to their
and then
black hole of offense.
There on the bench is
Jahlil Okafor.
Gerald Wallace whittling.
They let him go. I hate to break it for them.
I was hoping he was going to be
in summation. Parquet.
So you're going margarine, which is not butter. You think they're the same or worse?
They're not butter.
I think they're better. All right.
Wow.
Because they got a 20-point score to play with the pretty much exact same team. Mm-hmm. They took the exact same team.
So we're saying Jahlil Okafor is a 20-point scorer automatically?
Saying on that team. I'm saying if you put him in the D-League, he scores 20. Play 82 NBA games, he's
You were talking about Scotty Wilbekin, weren't you?
I'm just saying they have the exact same team from last year, and they added a guy who I think is good.
Well, yeah. You know they lost, you know, at least 4 to 9 points of games by letting Henry Sims.
Yeah, Henry Sims. I think the Sixers of this trust the process era, I think the one thing they've proven is if you give any second-round draft pick 82 games of like 20 minutes,
yeah,
you turn into a fringe,
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, Henry Sims.
Yeah.
Or like, I talk myself into like, oh, Jakar Sampson, not bad.
Yeah.
Like, Jeremy Grant seems okay. Hollis Thompson seems good.
I mean,
and you're like,
most,
none of that's true.
You take most like D League or, you know, really good Euro teams and put them in the NBA. They're good.
I think,
score 80.
I think Stan Van Gundy or Jeff Van Gundy, I think it's Stan Van on the Zach Lowe podcast, was like, if you put a D-League team in the NBA, someone's going to average 18 points.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and whatever, I'm down for doing the whole, like, Champions League thing where you take the bottom two or three teams.
Oh, yeah.
Relegate them.
Relegation will never come.
Relegators!
Will never come to our country. Let's talk about an interesting team. Toronto Raptors. Mm. Last year won 49 games. Started hot. Ended up. What do you guys think? Butter? Mm. Worse.
So I'm looking at the... I'm just honestly doing my Shaq thing, looking at the roster now. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, nothing. Corey Joseph backing up. Lowry is good. Scola. Bismack Biyombo. Yeah, okay. No, they're not better. Unless Bruno Caboclo turns into a nut.
Caboclo is, I think, still 1 year away.
Is he?
Maybe 2 years away.
Well, that's it. Then they're not better than they
were. I think it's a tough one. I really can't decide. I actually think Corey, I think they downgraded Grievous Vasquez mm-hmm. to Corey Joseph. That's my opinion. That might be controversial. I think Corey Joseph actually might not be as good as Grievous Vasquez, but I'm not sure because we've seen Corey Joseph in the Spurs system.
Right.
And I don't know if that translates. I feel like losing Lou Williams. Oh, you're going to say Damari Carroll.
Yeah. Does that make up for all the players they lost?
And I don't know if it does because, like, he's an all around good player, and I don't want to go back to the system. But maybe he looked better in the Hawks system, like offensively, than he ever has. And maybe that isn't translatable to what they do.
I call this country crock margarine spread?
Yeah, this one is,
it's like a wash.
It feels like a wash.
Because I like Damari Carroll. I like Bismack Biyombo. I don't know if eugenics experiment Corey Joseph is going to be good. We shall find out if he's a Spurs.
And part of me feels like losing Lou Williams is like an addition by subtraction because I thought there were so many bad shots between DeRozan and Lowry and Lou Williams. But then Lou Williams, like, he scored a lot for him. He was the best player in the NBA per pick and roll play. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess we're all.
This is what
wishwashy.
I'm going better because here's why: they just put Jerry Stackhouse on the bench. As an assistant,
assistant,
yeah. Mm. So you're just looking at from our perspective. Oh, we mean better, as in
better than last year.
Oh, okay. I thought we meant like better to watch, hate watch. No, okay.
No, you could do that.
Okay, that's what I was. No, that one. They're
that's like
stink.
The season four of Walking Dead, where it got more
Jerry Stackhouse is
tolerable to hate watch.
Yeah, Jerry Stackhouse is going to bring his wonderful Stackhouse of Pancakes. Philosophy.
If he's bringing if there's one team that doesn't need the Stackhouse of Pancakes, it's the jump shooting Raptors.
So yeah, let's bring in a guy that basically like formed his career out of being completely inefficient to coach our young kids.
Yeah. Bennett there?
Yeah,
and Anthony Bennett is there.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I hope we didn't lose a lot of Raptors fans. Again, I find this team so intriguing. I feel like they have a rotation in there.
They're my favorite Canadian team.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think
I feel like I'm whipping the dead horse on the fact that I feel like if they played like Jonas Valanciunas more, like if they actually stuck with these guys, I don't know.
This roster is so vanilla that Masai Ujiri
might just
have to
work.
Drop so many F bombs at the first
rally. The first pro Drake rally. All right, let's move on to the Southeast Division. Atlanta Hawks won a ton of games, won 60 games last year.
RK.
Yeah. Big
time.
We watched them just disintegrate in the playoffs last year, and you wonder if it's, you know, the talent kind of petering out and kind of finding a way that everyone knows to them.
That was bad for the spirit, and then bad for the body is losing Damari Carroll.
Yeah.
I think
those are two bad losses.
I think that they have some serious questions about who the small forward is going to be.
They'll just start Chago Splitter.
Tim Hardaway Jr. or Thabo Sefolosha's police brutalized ankle is okay. And then they don't have a lot of depth. Like, I don't like Mike Scott, who did not
He's
go
in trouble.
Did not go the Chris Carter fall guy route.
Mike and Molly, I call him.
Mike, who against advice of legal counsel told the police, "All the drugs are mine and I am guilty." Like, he, I don't know what he's gonna be facing, but they don't have a backup. Like, I guess Splitter is going to be their center, and then Muscala is like the four, like
pick and roll master. Muscala.
They got some depth issues. I mean, their starting lineup, they have four really good players, and we assume that Korver is back from sundry surgeries
issues.
But yeah, so I think they're going to be worse. I don't. I think they punched out of their weight class last year for a little bit, but they still,
absolutely,
you know, they still made the Eastern Conference Finals.
One of my favorite things about the Hawks is on this sheet that I have that has the acquisitions and leavings.
Yeah.
Pero Antic and Elton Brand, they didn't leave. They didn't sign new contracts. They renounced their contracts. Yeah.
You gotta love a renounced. You gotta love a renounced. All right, let's move to the Charlotte Bobnets. Charlotte last year won 33 games. Are they better? Are they butter?
Are they butter?
I can't believe they're not butter.
I'm going to say parquet on this one as well.
You think they're worse?
Yeah, I think that losing Bismack Biyombo and replacing him with Tyler Hansbrough and Frank Kaminsky is not a good thing.
Frank Kaminsky is my favorite union leader, too.
Yeah. He was in the
season two of The Wire.
He was the main protagonist.
Yeah.
I feel like
if you're a Jeremy Lin guy, you probably don't know what you're talking about.
I'm speechless with my, I want to like this team more, but I feel like I'm higher on Jeremy Lin than most people. My favorite players they have are Michael Kidd-Gilchrist and the Zeller.
I mean, that was their best move, was re-signing.
They've doubled down on like postish dudes. Apparently, like Spencer Hawes,
yeah.
Although going back to a red state, maybe that'll help his game.
Could. Well, he's playing with a Frenchman. Batum's there, so he's probably losing his mind. In the
and
locker.
So, like, they traded Vonleh.
What if he calls him Freedom Free Throws?
Freedom
Batum. Freedom Throws.
I don't know. So, they I don't know if Vonleh's any good, but they traded their last year's lottery pick for a guy on an expiring contract, and they want Batum to play out of position and be like a primary scorer, like a secondary, tertiary scorer. And he's like, I've never done that before. I'm normally the fourth or fifth. I think that's a bad.
Yeah, if you were paying Batum to get, you know, kind of stuff the stat sheet and punch people in the balls, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Paying him to be like one of your scoring leaders is another thing entirely. This is just bad team building and thusly parquet.
Yeah. So like they had a terrible year last year and I feel sad that we're universally thinking they're going to be worse. I know we have some of those Hornets listeners, and I feel bad.
Yeah, sorry guys.
I think they're amongst the worst teams.
Kemba Walker is one of my. I feel like I might be lower on him. He's one of those guys who like is accepted as good, and I just like I would turn the team
that you can still forget he exists.
Right, like I would try to get anything for him and turn it over to like Jeremy Lin and Brian Roberts.
Yeah,
one good thing for the Hornets before moving on. Al Jefferson did announce that he had given up Popeyes.
Yeah, lost
some weight.
So that could be huge.
That'll be good for the feet. All right.
Professor Popeyes.
Miami Heat.
Here we go.
37-45 last year, which was a disappointment. I think everyone feels there's no reason to overthink it. They're going to be better.
I'm seeing the floor to Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck, this is your team.
No, this Sway is the. Me. Okay, so they're, that starting five hasn't played together.
Right.
You have a little bit of depth behind Wade with Gerald Green, who I think is going to be great.
I'm most interested in how Gerald Green fits in. I don't. Right. He's one of those guys that has to have like pure green light and full confidence.
Right.
So I don't. I'm curious.
I am too. You know? Yeah, I am too. So we'll see how it goes. He did play well with Dragic in Phoenix. Bosch coming back is huge. McRoberts being there is big.
I think McRoberts is the one.
You know, that's a big bring back. Amari can give you 10 to 12 minutes of okay basketball.
I'm excited about Amari.
Yeah, okay basketball.
I mean,
and then I
think when the moon hits his eye.
Like a big pizza pie.
We could see, you know, like a couple of 20-point games out of him this year.
And look, and the Heat have already secured all of their fire extinguishers and made them plastic. So he's not going to hit his hand and cut it open.
I think
so. Yeah, not to mention Justice is there. This kid who kind of is like,
Justice. You know,
he's my dude, and I think he's gonna be.
I think it's all about getting Dragic in for training camp, seeing how Dragic and Bosch play together. Whiteside. I think the big question mark is this is Whiteside contract weird breakout,
right?
And this guy does not have his head is not firmly. Squarely on the shoulders, as they might some say.
He's done something. He's gained like 15 pounds in the offseason.
Well, everyone has.
He looks like, you know, whatever.
He took 1,000 three-pointers a day.
Yeah, he was, you know, he was shooting turnaround jumpers from
he's in the best shape of his life.
So, like, yeah, he's I don't ever doubt a human being's motivated any human being motivated to make multi-millions of dollars when they've proven the ability to do it. So he has the ability to do it. It you know, whether or not they keep him, I would personally, even as a Heat fan at this point, trade him while he's white side.
You might be
hot.
Able to. And we're not sure how he actually fits in.
Yeah, and you know,
like his stats didn't necessarily lead to winning last year. So you wonder how it's going to work.
He did play well, but Pat Riley has traditionally built all of his teams around dominant centers outside, of course, of the big three. But yeah, I think that they're going to be significantly better two or three in the East
with Dragic, I feel like they need to play significantly faster than they have.
Yeah. It seems like they could almost build a slow and a fast teams. And I don't know if anyone can actually successfully pull that off.
Well, I think they can do it because you have in, you know, their bigs that can run if Amari's healthy and Birdman's healthy. You have Luol who can run a little bit, and Green can come in. I think, in theory, I see it.
I think they have purposefully acquired guys who can run.
Yep.
The only guy on the whole damn team who doesn't run, unfortunately, is Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, he is the only guy.
who is the linchpin. Well,
and Whiteside is a very fast and athletic guy. Yeah. So the whole team's built around that. And, we'll see what happens with Wade.
They're butter. Yeah. They should be significantly better.
All right, so then they're... what's the highway? How do I get to Orlando?
You take I-75.
Yeah.
No, you can take 95 north.
What's the one?
10?
95.
No, not
the turnpike. You get on the turnpike.
Just the turnpike. So Orlando Magic, who was really horrible for the third year in a row. I think they're butter, but in the most marginal of ways,
they didn't do anything. They're pretty buttery until Scott Skiles is... for lack of a better term, poo-poo wears off in the team revolts.
I mean, this is a team that their improvement is all pretty much internal. I don't think Hezonja is going to contribute, you know, and they have their same roster from last year pretty much, plus a good point guard, like a CJ Watson backup.
Disagree. Hezonja is going to contribute fights. I think he's going to fight a person.
He's going to want to get in the game. He might fight
Scott Skiles. Yeah. So, I'm interested in Hezonja. Like, from everything I've read about him, he's just a nut job.
This team needs a shake-up.
I can't wait.
This team needs a roster shakeup.
Yeah.
It's just that
replacing Mo Harkless and Kyle O'Quinn with Greg Steemsma.
Yeah. It's like the same.
Shabazz Napier.
It's the same team every year. We were like, those guys are pretty good. Maybe they can put it together and make a run. And so that's all clearly on Scott Skiles. Like, if they can become a great defensive team, maybe. So,
Otis Thorpe needs to be fired.
We can agree with that. All right, let's go to the nation's capital. Washington Wizards. They were 46 wins last year. I'm unsure. Do you guys have any leanings? I mean, the big loss is Paul Pierce. They picked up Jared Dudley, who's nursing a back. Otto Porter hopefully keeps getting better. And it's the young backcourt, you know, of Beal and Wall, you think will keep improving? Or
if Al Anderson and Jared Dudley can be the sum of the parts of Paul Pierce, then they should be about the same team. This is a team that got really hot last year, and they're still coached by Randy Whitman, who playoff road record notwithstanding is a bad coach. So I'm gonna say parquet because I think they'll be slightly worse.
Yeah. I think it'll be obvious about a quarter of the way into the season that no one in the East has a chance, especially a team like this, and they're going to...
Their front court is so old.
Yeah.
It's like Drew Gooden is their best option.
Well, Nene.
His beard...
Now watch me, Nene.
Lately is terrifying.
Yeah. That man grows some facial
hair. He looks like a Dothraki warlord.
All right, let's go to the Central Division starts with
the Bulls. The Bulls.
Yeah. The Chicago Bulls. 50 and 32 last year. They literally, I might have said the Magic brought back their same team. The Bulls are bringing back something like 99% of their points and minutes from last year. Mm-hmm. Nazi Muhammad, the only man left behind. They traded out Nazi Muhammad for Bobby Portis.
I like it. That's an upgrade to me.
Yeah, I mean, that right there is an upgrade.
It's an upgrade. I thought that was one of the steals of the draft. Derrick Rose will be back when his face is done healing.
Yeah.
Which we don't know. I mean,
He needs to borrow Mike Conley's perma mask.
Although I heard Mike Conley say that he wasn't well until like July. So that was like an actual 3-month injury.
Yeah. And Mike Conley's going to wear the mask.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. So
that lets you know it's in the head a bit.
I think they're actually slightly worse just because of, you know, Rose going down and Dunleavy had back surgery. They gave like a 10-week thing, and then he had a quote that he's like, well, we'll just see when it's right, and he's old.
You're probably right. It is probably marginally worse.
So, like, if Dunleavy's out and it's the same team.
Another
like,
year on Noah, another year on Powell.
Exactly.
Those aren't youthful players.
Yep.
I mean, I thought they underachieved last year a little, so maybe they'll get back. Maybe Taj Gibson will look like he did 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
So, like, the small forward position is effectively nothing.
It's like Snell, and you hope
McBuckets.
McBuckets, hot off another D-League performance.
Has proclaimed
that he wants to be the starter. But let me throw something out there.
Yep.
I think Fred Hoiberg will be a good coach.
It could be. If they have a drop-off from the defensive Tibbs that was, like, the backbone of the team. It's going to be hard. Cleveland Cavaliers. They only won 53 games, but made the finals. Clearly the best team last year once after getting over that 19-20 start. I think they're better.
Two words. Butter. Sacha Kahn.
I think Mo Williams is good for him.
I do too.
I don't know who said it on Twitter, but it was one of the biggest arguments for dissolving the conferences is the fact that Iman Shumpert's going to miss 3.5 months, and it's not going to affect the Cavs making the finals like at all.
Yeah. Richard Jefferson.
Yeah. Wash.
Yeah, that's about it. They kind of light.
I just think they're gelling.
Another year together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just going to get better and more dangerous. Health will be a huge concern. All the miles on LeBron, because he's been going crazy for so many years now. I think in the next couple seasons, we're going to start seeing a small decrease in his effectiveness.
I think we're seeing, and I think that's the thing. I also feel like he might coast through a lot of the season,
yeah.
And it's still they're still going to win, you know, enough games, and then
you kind of can't re-sign two players the caliber of Love and LeBron and not have a good offseason.
Agreed.
That's just a good offseason.
It's just a good offseason.
I don't. I have tuned out of the Tristan Thompson saga because I just don't understand it and can't be compelled to care any longer. But I don't think that's as big a deal as people are making it out. And there are other. I mean, if LeBron wasn't signed already, then maybe we're talking like it's a big deal. But he's signed.
Yep.
He's going to play hard.
Let's move on. Yeah. Again, they're the de facto whatever.
Warlords.
We're bored with how good they are. the Detroit Pistons. 32 games last year, 32 wins.
Chowdy.
They've moved around. They have some intriguing large wings. They let Greg Monroe go.
Look. It's another year of Stan Van.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's a good thing.
Like last year, I was kind of down on what Stan Van could do just because the roster was so weird. I think, yeah, it's been marinating.
Right.
I think he can get things out of this roster.
I agree.
Stanley Johnson, I think, is going to be a good player.
Not to go mainstream media, that's the X factor.
Yeah. we got to stop podcasting after that one. The Stanley Johnson... That's a good situation for him because it's a very, you know, quiet place for him to develop with a coach that has a track record of developing a superstar in Dwayne Wade.
And they just have shooters. Like,
yeah,
and they did
could,
it. Like,
they could
just
do
even
it.
Their marginal, like, Ilyasova can kind of shoot. Like, mm-hmm. Marcus Morris can kind of shoot. Like, Tolliver can kind of shoot. Like, I just, they're surrounding it with the shooters, and you hope Drummond just gobbles up all the rebounds.
And you know Stan Van bought the groceries, so he's going.
He bought the groceries.
He is going to make everyone regret making fun of that Reggie Jackson salary.
Right.
That's going to be his mission in life.
And they get the other Morris twin.
Markieff has finally said he's happily in Phoenix.
People
again.
Were saying, why don't you just swap Ersan Ilyasova for Markieff straight up? I don't know. Last November, Markieff called out Kentavious Caldwell-Jones and said he didn't have Kinsane Clown-Posse. Sorry. He didn't have what it took to hit a game winning shot. And Stan Van called him out. It was who is Markieff? What has he done in this league? I was pretty sure you have to make the playoffs before you have any say. So I don't think they're going to be. I mean, fences can be mended.
Yeah,
but I don't think Stan Van's going to be shopping for that brother.
I'm just hoping for heavy minutes for the warden, Joel Anthony.
Joel.
Who just is the...
Got re-signed.
The worst, the worst offensive player and most devastating pick-and-roll defender for me. Big man pick-and-roll defender I've seen. He was really good. He shut down Jeremy Lin. It was basically him by himself.
All right, let's go to the Indiana Pacers. Last year, they were 38-44. Yeah, that was a well-placed yawn. That was a well...
What play. Team? What team again? Is that we're gonna cut the yawn out? We should cut the yawn out. What team are we at?
Pacers. Pacers. Christ.
They have all the hills.
Yes, they do.
They have every hill in the NBA.
They've totally blown up their whole draft the white sounding guy strategy with Rakeem Christmas, though.
That was really.
It's, he is it, not going to be there long.
It's like they listened to our podcast and were just trying to stick it to us.
Yeah.
That was so.
I got excited. I was like, Miles Turner?
Right.
That is a white guy who is actually black. And then second round, the Pacers select.
No. They traded for him. They traded for him.
That's right.
The Cavs got him. But no, I think.
I think they'll be slightly better.
I think slightly Paul better. George. I hope Paul George is back to what we saw like the first, what, two-thirds of that year, 2 years ago.
And I like moving Hibbert. I think that means they're moving George to the four.
I mean, they changed their whole slow front, the Scola, right. The David West. Like,
I think Monte will get plenty of
You can tell Larry Bird shots. Looked at this roster and was like, I am bored watching these people.
He's like, I'm sick of watching the way this is.
Yeah.
This George, like George Hill plays well, but it's kind of dull and
he kind of blew it up really quickly and really effectively. So I think it's better.
I'm curious if all the pieces fit.
It may take a while.
If Monte and Stuckey seem to be slightly redundant and like at least they're both I mean, clearly Monte is a much more athletic, faster, better player, but they're both kind of a volume, for lack of a better word, volume scorers, like slashers. CJ Miles had a good year. Are they going to stick with Solomon Hill, who played all the minutes for him last year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think having, you know, playing Solomon Hill and Rodney Stuckey last year is a lot worse than playing Monte Ellis and Rodney Stuckey. You know,
that's true.
I feel like they've improved their ability to score without losing. I mean,
and maybe,
unless you really thought that Roy Hibbert was a thing, and I really hope you didn't, then I don't see how you don't think this team has improved. David West is a
Jan Mahimi's like effectively.
He's fine.
Like,
yeah, he's
the same.
Maybe they'll teach Jordan Hill to play defense.
Yeah.
And that guy's talented. Yeah. Like, he's talented. Just never seems to go well out. And a lot of that could have been his environment in previous seasons, not to call any franchises out.
All right.
Hey, our last team, the Milwaukee Bucks. They were 500 last year, 41-41.
Butter, because they're still growing and longer.
Still growing longer.
They're getting longer.
Gosh,
Giannis his wingspan has increased.
I saw him posterize his teammate on a real training camp just the other day.
They got Greg Monroe now, someone who can actually score sometimes.
A Plumlee,
like not very well, but will throw up a lot of shots.
The Milwaukee Bucks might be my second team this year. I'm divorcing the Raptors
because
from last
of Chris
year.
Middleton.
Well, I love Chris Miller.
Jabari Parker might come back into.
Jabari Parker is a big question mark.
Will he be
the Michael Beasley of this year? Possibly.
Maybe.
You remember he's the number two overall pick?
Yeah.
Which is a bad thing.
Always the bad thing.
Yeah. Like minus the Durants, it's normally the pretty rough spot. But I think I have like a gut feeling. I don't know. I feel like a lot of these Eastern Conference teams, they're all mashed together. Like picking who's going to be the two seed is crazy. You know, Hawks fans are like, yes, I think like we can win 50 games again, 55 games even. Like, I feel like every team and it just however you feel, like, I think the Bucks could be in the conversation. I think the concern is they were actually pretty terrible with Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah.
Like, post the Brandon Knight trade, like, they were like, I don't know, like 10 and 19. I don't know what, I didn't look it up. But it's like they weren't great.
Look, they're still not going to be able to score.
They can't
but
score.
But they're still going to be really hard to score upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love, and I think Jason Kidd is a great coach.
I do too.
Fantastic coach.
And they didn't lose anything.
They didn't lose all.
Unless you count Jared Dudley.
Jared Dudley
was old and hurt as a serious loss. Right. I don't see how you can't think this team.
Although,
might be,
I mean, Zaza Pachulia was respectable. Like, he's a good defender. He actually played offense. Like, he could hit a 14 footer.
Right.
Where Greg Monroe, although is a good scorer, has willfully refused to learn how to make a 14-foot shot.
I agree that Zaza is a serviceable player. Greg Monroe is the
good
type of player who's supposed to have enough ceiling to be a great player.
Yeah. So it's going to be, I think, I love this team. I think they're going to be, better, but I'm also just so curious about if it's going to work with all the long players.
My worry is the lack of real leadership. I mean, I know that's a dumb
thing
we're talking.
I think that's Kid, man. I think Kid takes it over, and I think those young guys, I think they have a chemistry. Like, yeah. I think they all like each other.
Yeah.
I'm curious where OJ Mayo is going to end up. I don't think he's around, and even Bayless, like...
Because Middleton's going to get the minutes over Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to have Mayo sitting around.
I feel like I haven't read anything about... although Mayo seems to, everything I've seen about him, he is totally on board for... Yeah. He knows where he is in the NBA now.
Light Mayo is a different thing than heavy
all right,
heavy Dukes. Whip.
So that... Dukes. So that
Gourmets.
Was... Every team, I didn't write down how many thought we were better or worse, but I think we can say as an entire conference, I can't believe it's not better.
This is the Parquet Conference.
Oh, this, yeah. Well, we can. It's been that way.
It's been that way. Nothing changed.
It hasn't changed since, you know, for years.
Maybe when Kevin Durant goes to the Bullets next year.
There is a chance that the Heat could mix it up a little bit, but that's the only thing I see. And I think it's kind of
I want to see trades this year.
I do too. Yeah. I think the Heat could have, they have a roster with enough, you know, expiring contracts where they can make some moves, and that could put them in another place. But yeah, other than that, we can just go ahead and stamp the Cavs passport to the finals short of massive injury.
Knicks could be making some moves as well.
There's a lot of teams. But anyway, so thanks for listening to our first foray back into the waters of basketball and podcasting. We'll get our sea legs soon.
Buy a shirt, tweet at us.
Oh, yeah. So you
view us.
You can buy a shirt at fastbreakbreakfast.bigcartel.com.
Hey, hey.
Tweet at us. Like us on Facebook. And then give us a review on iTunes or on Stitcher. Recommend this to your friends. Those are the ways you can really help us out that don't
five
cost
stars
you.
Or GTFO.
That don't cost you anything. So you guys have a good one. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.